Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Tony.
Who came up with this unique idea?
Well, we call it a paper plate campaign. We've used it with a couple of different audiences, including we thought the media would be a good one because especially this time of year we get a lot of questions about charitable giving and hunger and things. But we actually did a paper plate campaign like that throughout Michigan last year with the legislature. We collected, I think, about 5,000 of those plates from individuals who actually were receiving food from our network. So that quote on that plate that you received was actually written by one of the ladies that when we told her, you know, what message would you like to share with the legislature, with leaders in Michigan about your situation, and people wrote on paper plates, this is what we needed. And we had, you know, people wrote things like, I've been unemployed now for 6 months, you know, I have cancer and we don't have any health insurance and we're trying to make enough money just to eat. And, you know, people are really struggling in a lot of very unique ways in Michigan. And so the paper plates, what that campaign is one way that we use to help people be able to give us real stories of why the Food Bank Network helps and why food is so important, you know, in Michigan.
And the recent American Community Survey, which was conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau, it talked about how many mid-Michigan towns have seen a rise in the poverty rates. Even in my town out in Williamston, there's been a rise in this. And even though there is a large error component to this, what is fact is that there is a challenge out there. There are a lot of people that are living in poverty or below poverty, and they need all the help they can get.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people are surprised when they hear that. I mean, I think we hear about poverty being worse all the time, and sometimes you just kind of numb over. But when you see numbers that represent, you know, a town like Williamston, you know, you think of poverty as being a, you know, urban problem or something that somebody else's problem in another country. But, you know, poverty is why we have hunger, and it's why, you know, why we have a food bank network largely.
You know, Jane, when I saw this report and when I saw your paper plate that was sent to me, it reminded me of a couple of different instances where there were some kids that were playing sports in leagues we were in, and one kid didn't have the right shoes, and one kid didn't have sweats. And I've had a couple of kids tell us that they were hungry. And so through our athletic association, the RCRA, we found cleats, and my wife went out and got a pair of sweats, and all the parents on some teams have helped us get food for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the people who suffer more than anything is the kids in these households.
Yeah, our numbers have pretty consistently over the years shown that, that about half the people that we actually feed with emergency food in our network are children and seniors. So those are people that don't really have much control over their economic circumstances, or they are reliant on other people to help meet their needs. So it's really compelling when you think, you know, that food is, which most of us have an abundance of food available to us all the time, you know, and yet there's people who just, you know, kids that go home on weekends and don't eat much because there's no school meals on the weekends, or kids that are trying to be good in sports and don't have the right equipment and don't have enough to eat just to be healthy and to have the energy to you know, be their best. So a lot of it is, it's not about starvation necessarily. It's not about people dying from hunger. It's really about quality of life. It's about health. It's about, you know, justice and just the sense of it's wrong to think in our world right now that there's not enough food, that people don't have, I mean, there's enough food out there, it's just people don't have access to it or don't have the money to acquire it.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Jane Marshall, who's the Executive Director of the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Let's just talk about the mid-Michigan area. How many people do you serve?
Well, I think it's, you know, 150,000 or something. I think the numbers change a little bit from time to time, but it's sadly impressive how many people in our region, you know, are struggling.
So you think it's safe to say that you serve and service more than 100,000 people in the mid-Michigan area?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And what can folks do? Do you need food? Do you need cash? What do you need to help these people?
Well, we need everything. We need food, funds, and volunteers. Probably the easiest thing for people to do is to write a check and just donate some cash. You know, we have a really big network. We have a pretty extensive system for moving food around the state and in the nation, actually. And, you know, we have trucks that can bring in free donated food if we have the money for transportation. Or, you know, one of the reasons that we can feed that many people afford to is because we have some pretty efficient distribution systems, which doesn't sound all that, you know, warm and fuzzy, but it's really what makes us able to stretch the dollar and provide as much food as we do. So cash donations are really the most useful for us. We could apply them at the place that we need them the most. And a dollar, we say, feeds up to provides up to five meals for a dollar. So cash is probably the most useful way for us to be able to optimize our network. We always need food. I know the food bank, I was there yesterday, the Mid-Michigan Food Bank, and, you know, they were saying, you know, food comes in one door and goes right out the other. It just doesn't stay. Usually we have an inventory that people can shop from, and now the food comes in and goes out, you know, it just doesn't stay around very long. So the more food we receive in, the more we can give away, and it's really, that's really kind of how it works. So,
do you need man, woman, or child power, too, if a family wants to come and help? Can you use that?
Yeah, we always need volunteers, especially for sorting food and for packing. Especially, we have special packing lines. We, you know, we pack boxes, and we have kid packs, and we have special types of food that need to be processed. But we have a really safe food supply, so every canned food drive that there is, or every box that gets donated, has to get inspected and make sure that it's clean and safe. And so that takes a lot of volunteer labor to be the eyes.
Jane, if people want to give, if they want to help, where do they go?
Well, probably what our organization is, our website is probably the easiest. It's called feedmichigan.org.
All right.
And if they contact us, they go there, they can contact us, and we can hook them up with a local food bank or with volunteer options, and it's kind of a one-stop place to go, so feedmichigan.org.
All right. Let's stay in touch, Jane.
Thanks so much, Tony. Merry Christmas.